Well, good day, gentlemen, and this may be my last video for some time as I'm getting back to the workforce. Yay, I hear you say. Well, just take a look around you and you'll see the societies are crumbling. They're broken. The quality of life is in the toilet. And some people say it's like, oh, hello, kitty. It's like being in the Matrix. Oh, hello, kitty. Is that the same cat? God damn, I hope they haven't cut the hard line. But it's not like the Matrix. The Matrix looked a bit of fun. It's like you're the only one who's sane and everybody else seems to be mentally ill. When in actual fact, is it that I'm sort of mentally ill and they're the same ones? You see how confusing it can be? But as usual, the United States has shown everybody the way into this big wokeness, which is what it is. And like I said, wokeness comes from pheromones. You think back, way back. Pheromones have always been known for chaos and drama and crazies. But there's a man in the United States who's in a school somewhere and is wearing the biggest false tits you can buy. Must have had them specially made. He can hardly walk. Instead of him being sent home the first day he brought them in, he's been allowed to stay and work there with them on. And if anybody says anything about them that's derogatory in any way, those people are removed. And that seems to be the woke directive. And you know it's femon-based. Because would he be allowed to wear a great big-sized penis that was dragging behind him when he walked? No, I think not. But of course it started off big in America, and we see how America is falling apart. Nothing seems to work. The government doesn't even seem to work anymore. It's been infiltrated with wokeness everywhere. Wokeness is always void of common sense. Many, many years ago, femons were generally married, but they were still crazy. But the husbands in those days were allowed to stabilize their femon so that they could actually function in the world. The UK is now falling apart. There's strikes every day. The government is in disarray. They elected a femon as Prime Minister, but even she was too crazy to stay for long. And the replacement doesn't seem to be much better. Because they're completely out of touch with reality. Look at Canada. They have a woke Prime Minister there. And Canada is falling apart. Look at New Zealand. Another crazy woke femon at the helm. What is wokeness? Well, wokeness is pushing the femon ideology, which is all about feelings and emotions, void of any common sense. Take a look at the businesses that go woke. The first thing they do is start insulting their customer base. Not the greatest business strategy. And then they'll only sell to certain people. And of course, the result is that we all can see what would happen. They lose business. It means they lose money. And when femons get into anywhere with any greater numbers, they will push wokeness. And because there's weak men, they try to appease the femons. Things work with common sense. Logic and facts, with a little bit of emotion and feelings mixed in. Wokeness destroys anything and everything it touches. Because wokeness doesn't work in the reality world. There is a pandemic, and the femons are the carriers. And it... Oh, who are you?
Mr. Anderson, I've come for you.
I told you my name is Neo.
All right then, Neo. Do you like what I've done to the place?
No, it's absolute shit.
Oh, come on. This is utopia for the humans.
No, it isn't. And I'm going to tell everybody I can. So they fight back and see the truth.
Really? It's hard to warn everybody when you haven't got a mouth to speak.
Mm, 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 mm.